Epistle of the Feast of Today is taken from the book of Judith. The Lord hath blessed thee by his power, because by thee he hath brought our enemies to naught. Blessed art thou, O daughter, by the Lord, the Most High God, above all women upon the earth. Blessed be the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who hath directed thee to the cutting off of the head of the prince of our enemies. Because he hath so magnified thee, thy name, this day, that thy praise shall not depart out of the mouth of men, who shall be mindful of the power of the Lord forever, for that thou hast not spared thy life by reason of the distress and tribulation of thy people, but hast prevented our ruin in the presence of our God. Thou art the glory of Jerusalem. Thou art the joy of Israel. Thou art the honor of our people. We stand up to hear the most holy gospel according to St. Luke. At that time, Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost, and she cried out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this that to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed art thou that hast believed, because those things shall be accomplished that were spoken to thee by the Lord. And Mary said, My soul do magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, because he hath regarded the humility of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, because he that is mighty hath done great things to me, and holy is his name, and his mercy is from generation unto generations to them that fear him. The words of the most holy gospel, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Please take a seat. So, dear friends, it's a great joy for us, this great feast, the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Holy Day of Obligation. And there's two things we can reflect upon this great feast. First, that all men are created for God, and they are created, the end of our creation, our end, our life is God himself. So the Blessed Virgin Mary was created for God. Nevertheless, God didn't want it yet to enjoy her company in heaven, in order to give to her all the glory and happiness that she deserved. She waited until she accomplished her duties as a mother towards us, preparing us in the faith, advising us, accompanying us, being with us on earth, even after the death and resurrection of our Lord. He still remained on earth, more or less 30 years. So the Blessed Virgin Mary stayed with the apostles to confirm them and in the faith by their example and advices. And God didn't want yet to reward them, to reward her until the apostles were finishing their apostolate, their preaching, the spreading out of the word of God. So this is very remarkable. Why? Because the Blessed Virgin Mary created for God, the greatest masterpiece of God. That God didn't want yet to enjoy her company and to reward her until so many years of helping us on earth. This is remarkable because we know many great saints, because they're beautiful, beautiful soul and innocence, God took them away very early in their age. And nevertheless, God waited, in spite of Saint Thomas Aquinas says, Saint Thomas Aquinas said that God, being all almighty, he could not have created a better mother. So that all that God could do for the Blessed Virgin Mary, he did it in beauty, in grace, in power, as a creature, but nevertheless gave to her all that he could. Saint Thomas Aquinas says, even a God is so powerful, is infinitely powerful, could have not done better in the graces and beauty and humility of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So this is why the saints says that the love of God for the Blessed Virgin Mary surpasses the love that God has for all the angels and men together. So the merits and the love of the Blessed Virgin Mary towards God also surpasses the love of the angels and men together. So she is the masterpiece, is the greatest joy of God. When you remember the sacred scriptures, when they said that God is rejoices in living among the children of men, this applies literally to the Blessed Virgin Mary, the house in Nazareth. Yeah, the joy of Christ was to live with Mary, to be with her, to reward her, to make her happy. Today she enters into heaven. This is Saint John Chrysostom, is the greatest joy in the life of the Blessed Virgin Mary, in her whole life, this day. Of course, you know the heaven is enjoy the life of God, which is an infinite, and the intensity of the love of the Blessed Virgin Mary also is the intensity of the love that God pours in the same moment towards the Blessed Virgin Mary in heaven, which is, we cannot imagine, impossible to imagine. For that reason, the saint says that she touches the hypostatical union in heaven, because she was part of the plan of the hypostatical union in between the second person of the Most Holy Trinity and the flesh of our Lord. Our Lady was the means for this hypostatical union. So this is why in heaven she touches the hypostatical union. Hypostatical order, they call it hypostatical order. Means that this is the life of the Holy Trinity, yes, and the love of the Holy Trinity, the life of the Holy Trinity in within himself, the Holy Trinity. And outside this life of the Holy Trinity in the hypostatical order is the glory of the saints. But the Blessed Virgin Mary touches the hypostatical order. So the glory of the Blessed Virgin Mary surpasses in imagination the glory of the saints altogether. So this is why it's remarkable to see how God waited so long to bring this great reward for him and for her. No? So she remained on earth with the apostles. Also at the foot of the cross, remember when our Lord was dying on the cross, his last words, he said, women before thy son, St. John, and each one of us, and she told St. John, son, behold thy mother. saying, okay, my greatest treasure, my greatest joy, my greatest happiness on earth, I give it to you, the Blessed Virgin Mary. Take care of her. Give same mass for her. Protect her. Console her. Repair her heart. So sorrowful heart. That is the reason Our Lady remained. So, while we are on earth, we are supposed to do the same that St. John did while the Blessed Virgin Mary remained on earth before her Assumption. Means that we are obliged to do the same. To love her, to take care of her, to repair her heart, to accompany her, console her, to be at her side doing her will and in obedience and love and service. As our teacher, our mother, everything for us. So this is the second point I want you to reflect. She should be our treasure, the Blessed Virgin Mary. Our Lord said, wherever your treasure is, there your heart shall be. You notice men in general, they have their treasures on earth. Money, jobs, our families. For most of the people, they consider these things as their greatest treasures. This is why if they lost these treasures, they are beaten by sadness the whole life. No, our treasure should be the Blessed Virgin Mary. So it's our main duty on earth. It's our treasure. Remember that the Blessed Virgin Mary kept within herself Jesus, the merits of his passion and death, all the graces, the mediatrix of all graces, and also she kept also, because God gave to her, also the gifts at the natural level that we receive. Our life, our food, our home, our health, animals, whatever temporal needs, we also receive from the Blessed Virgin Mary. So she's everything for us. And through her, we go to God, to Christ, to our Lord. So this is why today, seeing our treasure in heaven, this is the life of the Catholic, the rest of our life. To walk on earth, having our head with our Blessed Virgin Mary in heaven, to her with him. No? This is our treasure, our heart should be there, our mind should be there, our prayers, our intentions. Doesn't matter that nobody loves us here on earth, nobody we are persecuted, doesn't matter. Our treasure is in heaven. It's the Blessed Virgin Mary. This is why our Lord, really, in Fatima, called our attention, saying, what I want from you is that you repair her heart. So what does mean that? What does mean to repair her heart? Remember, when we commit a sin, yes, we have to repair the damage done, and we have the fault which is forgiven by confession, but we have also to repair the damage caused by our sins. We have to repair our sins. So the same for the Blessed Virgin Mary. Every sin that we commit, or every man on earth commits, offends also the Blessed Virgin Mary. Even if we are forgiven for that sin, still the damage done to her heart must be repaired. So our Lord telling us that we must repair her heart means that the most important intention on earth, the most painful for God to see, is the heart of his own mother being hurt, being sorrowful, being painful. So that means that we should be endeavoring, the most important activity in our life should be endeavoring to repair the heart of our mother. So by behaving well, but also by praying, by doing sacrifices, by saving souls, by teaching souls the truth, by teaching Mary the Holy Rosary to the others, by preaching about Mary, preaching about our Lord Jesus Christ, the heaven, about the true Mass, the most precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever pleases the Blessed Virgin Mary is the way we repair, especially bringing souls to her, avoiding sin especially. So it should be the reason. If our treasure really is in heaven, if our treasure really is the Blessed Virgin Mary, we must, with our whole strength, with the first commandment, fulfilling the first commandment, with our whole strength, we should be giving ourselves to the Blessed Virgin Mary completely, every moment. Suffering for her. This is why today's feast is tremendously putting into perspective what we had to do on life for her. So remember, he was taking care of the apostles and the first disciples of our Lord, and after she had assumption, somebody had to keep doing what she was doing on earth. We had to do the same she was doing on earth. So, confirming in the faith to the others, bringing them closer to God, avoiding sin, putting a good example, being strong in the faith, in hope and charity, being saints. No? But we are not alone. She is with us. She is in us. She walks through us. So this is why you need a lot of faith. We need a lot of faith to realize all these grander things and not to be beaten by despair, by discouragement, by sadness. So great things that we have available to us, so great treasure, we cannot allow ourselves to be discouraged or to be down to the level, natural level. No? We are here to work as a children of Mary, to do as Mary did, to protect our mother, to exalt her name, to praise her, to honor her, to love her, to pray the rosary, to teach her. Beautiful. So, our duties on earth are so beautiful, so simple, and so full of love and encouragement. We should never be discouraged. Pursuing virtues, pursuing holiness, try to save many souls as possible, as much as possible, by prayer and penance, praying as many rosaries as possible. This is why Padre Pio was able to pray 40 rosaries every day, no? 40, 50 rosaries every day. Or Francis, the little boy of Fatima, 9 years old, and the biography said that he will pray between 15 and 20 rosaries every day, the little boy. 9 years old. They knew exactly what they were supposed to do. They knew the what was pleasing to God. They knew that the Blessed Virgin Mary was the treasure. They knew she was everything for God and for us. So remember that love is to give yourself for the beloved. And not even if you don't get nothing for out of it, it doesn't matter. This is real love. Real love is to be serving and giving everything to the beloved for the beloved's sake. Even if you don't get nothing at all, no consolation, no goods, no love, no rewards, doesn't matter, and on earth, of course. The real love, the real prayer is even if we don't get, we don't expect even consolations in heaven. And this is the great love of the saints, when they are heroic. They don't look for themselves at all. They are looking to serve and please our Lord and the Blessed Virgin Mary every moment. Every moment they are faithful. This is why you remember the words of our Lord to Sister Lucy. The last meaning that God gives to the world for the world to be saved is devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary and the prayer of the Holy Rosary. He didn't mention the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, knowing that on these times almost will be nothing, really, will be almost extinguished, the Holy Sacrifice. You don't have the sacrifice anymore, almost extinguished. So the solution, the answer, the happiness, the joy, the consecration of heaven is in the Blessed Virgin Mary. Everything is in the Blessed Virgin Mary. So I propose to you the consecration, to consecrate yourself to the Blessed Virgin Mary. We will make the enthronement of the house, of the family, but also each one of us give themselves today to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Is the right day to do it. Consecrate yourself, renew your consecration. But with this spirit, total consecration means you give to the Blessed Virgin Mary your present, your past, your future, your skills, your natural gifts, your money, your children, your property, your life, your death, your eternity, your merits, your indulgences, as much as you can give, so that Our Lady will distribute them as she will. There are things that cannot be given, you know, like the grace, sanctifying grace, you know, or the merits for, that we acquire in heaven. The fruit is the essential fruit is not cannot be given to others, but what can be given is indulgences and the prayers and the benefit. The interests of what we have in our treasures in heaven, no? We can be given to the others. So let's reflect upon these realities, and don't forget that it's especially to teach to the others this doctrine, to bring everybody close to the Blessed Virgin Mary, and to help her to save souls, because her main sorrow is to see her children going to hell, you know, in a high speed to hell. So we pray the Blessed Virgin Mary this day. Remember, this day is the joy, happiness. And this great feast, usually we don't have discussions, we don't have chastisements, we don't have harsh corrections. It's something that Catholics always did in the past. On this day, you don't get mad, you don't get in discussions or in bad temper, never. So it's so great feast that we must be putting our heart and our mind, our smile, our joy in our lives today. Even if we have to punish someone or something, we have to wait maybe tomorrow. Usually what we do in Catholic environments. Great feast like today, you don't punish, you don't correct, you don't discuss, you don't... You are not mad, you are not in bad mood, you should never. Okay, we continue the Mass. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Credo in unum Deum, Patrem omnipotentem, Factorem celestiae. Visibilum omnes in